Holographic physician. And tonight it's just me. I'm going to be talking to you about some things that may have been concerning you in the last couple of weeks. I know they've been concerning me greatly, and I may even get on a tear. You never know. But anyway, before we get into that, let me first give you the new information about Quantum Vortex and all that stuff. There is a new website, quantumvortexexperience.com, and that's all three words together. And we are posting pictures there, and I just started blogging there. And let's see what else. There's a couple videos there that Academy of Spirit made, and they have actually put up the website for me. And so we will be putting all kinds of stuff on that. There's several articles that I've written on quantum physics and on the ego and life and everything else. And as I get time, I'll write a few more. So anyway, that's going to be a good place to be checking what's going on with that. And the travel schedule, such as it is there, keeps changing from time to time. We did another Vortex gathering today, and at the moment we're in Massachusetts. And we did a Vortex gathering with a few people and did a few private sessions. One of the things that's been very interesting is that people are saying the same things. No matter what part of the country we're in, we're all concerned with something that's very un-lightworker-like. And so we're going to talk about that tonight. But we're having a greater and greater connection with this quantum vortex thing. And as you know, I've talked about how it's actually an activation and an initiation into higher consciousness realms. And you know, this is not wishy-washy stuff. This is, like, really intense. In fact, the lady at the store we were at today did a private session first thing in the morning, and she said, this is intense. And she said, you know, I'm kind of used to all of these energies, but she said, boy. And I said, yeah, but it's, you know, it's pretty gentle, too, really. And the thing to remember when we do these kinds of things is that they are there for a purpose at a particular time. And if you allow yourself to be distracted from doing something that is going to quantum leap your consciousness, then you've got a problem. Now, I'm not saying that people don't have real legitimate excuses or needs that have to be taken care of. But many of the things that we consider to be important are really not. And if you've ever had to give up several of the things you would normally think are important in order to take care of something that's really important, then you know what I'm talking about. We allow ourselves to be distracted by the unimportant on a day-to-day basis. So I'm noticing a lot of that since we've taken off across the country this time. And one of my main concerns that. So we're going to be talking about the wishy-washiness of people tonight and why this is happening. Because what's happening is people are becoming distressed and can't believe that they're doing the things that they're doing, or they can't believe that their friends are doing or not doing things. And, you know, the usual thing that happens is people start to blame each other or blame themselves and all this kind of stuff. That's really not necessary. So I wanted to get into a little bit of depth about why this kind of stuff happens. So first of all, let me tell you what I'm talking about in case you haven't figured it out yet. One of the things I've been experiencing is we've had people who we've been in contact with for months that have said, oh yeah, come on out this way and, you know, we'll put on a gathering and, you know, we've got 10 or 15 people and, you know, everything's good to go and, you know, we're traveling and we'll leave one spot where we could have stayed for a week without any problem and we'll be traveling to the next spot and we get a call while we're on the road saying, I can't get anybody to come. Now, normally, somebody would be kind of devastated and upset and you know, wondering what the heck's up with these jerks, you know. But I happen to know a little bit more than the average bear, so I'm going to tell you why I don't get upset about this stuff, but I wonder, you know, and wonder what to do about it. First of all, people are afraid. And, you know, I've talked about that. As we're traveling across the country, we're seeing a lot of it. People are in such fear about the economic situation. And they're also in fear. It's usually deeper. You know, a lot of people don't even think of it. But a lot of people are very much in fear about what may start happening this year and will, they think, for sure happen in 2012. And as I've said from the beginning, there's going to be a big shift. I don't know exactly what. I've seen a lot of different scenarios. You know, Spirit has shown me it could be this, it could be this, it could be this, it could be this. It could be anything from the ascension wave that allows us to leap into the next higher dimension to complete and utter destruction of the planet and all life forms upon it and everything in between. So how do you get a handle on something like that? And the answer is you don't. You have to wait and see what happens. And I've told you that my personal feeling about it is humanity has a lot to say about what's going to happen. And that's why we're traveling around the country with the quantum vortex to hook people up so that we have good scenarios, you know, and not the less desirable ones. So there's that fear. And there's a lot of people feeding that fear. You know, a lot of people want their dire predictions to come true. I don't. I'm saying it's a possibility. I would rather see utopia. I would rather see heaven on earth. And so I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that happens. And I need all of you to help with that. Every single person is necessary. And I've talked about that before, and I don't know any way to convey it to you any easier. The truth is we are all necessary. And even if someone thinks that they can't do anything, because all they can do is lay there in bed because they're paralyzed, they can still do something. They can intend peace. They can intend harmony. And that's an important job. So you don't have to think that you have to have money to do this, or that you have to be smart, or you have to be a professional, or you have to know what you're doing, because that's not the case. You know, you don't have to know what you're doing at all. Just be peaceful, be loving, be kind. You know, do that with every part of you that you can, and that'll help, because the more that we can stay in that peace, the better we're going to be. So then there's other reasons. You know, we have waves of energy hitting the planet all the time. We just went through the solstice. So what's happening now is that we're being pressed. And it's kind of like, you know, when you send vegetables through a juicer, and you send it through and it gets squished from every direction. It gets squeezed. It squeezes the darn juice out of it. And that's about what's happening to us. We're getting squeezed pretty good. So because of that, people are really tired, completely fatigued all the time. They're very apathetic. Nobody cares what happens anymore. You know, we say we should, we say that we do, but people are by and large backing off and having these great feelings of apathy about everything, about the future, about what they do, about their families, about where they live. And so many people feel like everything that they've done has been for nothing. Well, it hasn't been for nothing. Everything that we've done, everything that we've experienced as an individual has brought it really to the point of where everything is now. Some of that's good, some of it's not so good. But the point is, if you hadn't gone through every single experience that you've had, you would not be where you are now, and you would not be who you are now. So all of these things are really important. the problem is that many of us have been through this stuff for a long time, and we're tired. You know, we're going, stop the merry-go-round. I want to get off. It's gotten to be too much of a hassle. And I understand that. I'm one of those people, you know, but I keep pushing. And I keep pushing and pushing and pushing no matter what, because I know how serious it is, and I know how important it is that we connect and that we absolutely move into this new dimension. It's got to be now, and it's got to be as many of us as possible. So here we are running around the country. This is one of those meanwhile back at the ranch things. So here we are running around the country with the quantum vortex and hauling this 100 pounds of equipment with us every place we go, and, you know, doing it sometimes every day, depending on when. And what we have encountered is all these people who have promised us that they can get a group together. Everybody in the group has committed. Oh, yes, absolutely, everybody's coming. We get on our way, and every single person cancels. Now, think about that for a minute. You're out on the road. You have a limited amount of money, and you don't know the people where you're going. You don't know any place to stay. You don't know what sections of town are good or bad or anything else. And you get canceled. Where do you go? What do? And then the crazier thing is something else pops up. So, yeah, I mean, same. You know, it might not be like, you know, 15 people. It might be 3 people. But I think that Spirit does these kinds of things to us to get us on the road, to get us out there, and to get us to be receptive to do things we might not normally want to do. So let me give you an example further. We came here to this town, don't know anybody here, decided we would go ahead and do this, and met one person who we haven't seen yet, and we came here to do this and had no idea where to stay, asked people, and they all shrugged their shoulders and said, well, I don't know, there's a bunch of motels down the road there. So we're going, great. And we're here in the summer at the peak part of the season in an expensive area. So we're going, huh, this is interesting. And so before we got up this morning, I was having this dream. I dreamed that there were 3 people coming today that had to be there. 3. I thought, oh, Lord, this is not going to be that great. You know, we need more than that. But I said, well, okay. So in my dream state, I was talking with these 3 people, and I realized that what we had to bring was vitally important to them, far beyond what a personal thing would be. Yes, it was personal. However, it goes far beyond that, because when someone is wounded, you have to do what you can to help them to heal. And if you don't, they may have incomplete healing, which could cause them pain and suffering for the rest of their lives, or it could get worse. So no matter whether you're talking about physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual healing, it still has to occur as soon as possible. So I knew that these 3 people who were coming were really in dire need. I didn't know why. I didn't remember that part. And so I was already prepared for that. Now, the bonus was we had quite a few other people that came later, and we're going to stay over and hopefully see some more people tomorrow. So what happened with this was very interesting, because each one of these 3 people I ended up talking with for quite some time and talking through some of their concerns that they had. And in the meantime, we just kind of got to know the people at the store better and you know, enjoyed ourselves and looked at some beautiful items and thought, okay, this is pretty interesting. And in the meantime, we got another cancellation. It was somebody that was absolutely for sure going to have 15 people. We said, wow, what the heck is up with that? Then I got another cancellation, 10 people. Then there was somebody else that was sure that she could get 20 people. And she said, I called 20 people and not a single one of them would commit. everybody that I have talked to wants to do this, or they say their people have said they want to do this. And then we have these people who have an entire group that cannot commit. That's the main subject tonight. Why is it that the light workers can't commit? Now, you would think that to be a light worker, you are already committed. You know, you're committed to serving humanity. You're committed to helping to do everything you can to bring this planet to the space it needs to be in this very short time that's left. So why are we having this amongst the light workers? I'm going to tell you why. Thanks for asking. One of the things that happens is we're still in the game. You know, so we have the negatives that are still fighting against us and doing everything they can to muck up our lives. And then we have just general life. You know, here we have this recession that we're in that's fast sliding into a depression. We have out-of-control prices. We have people losing houses, losing jobs, you know, losing loved ones. Have you noticed how many people are exiting the planet? A lot of people all of a sudden coming down with cancers and dying very quickly. So all this kind of stuff is going on. What that has resulted in is people being so afraid that they're drawing into the fetal position spiritually. They don't want to go out of the house. They don't want to commit to anything. They don't want to do anything. Now, that's part of the apathy, for sure. This is some of the stuff that happens when you have waves of energy hitting the planet. Because most of the time when these waves hit, we do not feel good, people. In fact, we feel pretty crappy. It's hard to even move. All we want to do is sleep. That's because we're adjusting. These waves hit us and they hurt physically, mentally, and emotionally, and sometimes spiritually. So we have a lot of things that we're trying to deal with, and we feel like we can't take on one more thing. What the people don't realize about the quantum vortex experience, especially the way it is this year, is that it will quantum leap you and move you through your stuff. But it also has a way of charging you more with energy. Mainly because now we have this incredible light coming from the galactic central sun. And it is an initiation and activation. So people are finding that there's a huge difference when they do this. And they're very glad that they've done it. But so many people that have tried to organize this have said, I just don't understand. I don't understand why I'm having a problem. I don't understand why these people won't commit. And they're confused. They're absolutely baffled. And so this is hopefully a little bit of an explanation for everybody, that this is just, you know, part of what happens with the energy and part of everything else that's going on. So don't get mad at each other for this kind of stuff. You know, just decide if you can move through it or not. And really the task is we have to move through these things. And, you know, I'm doing everything I can. And I got to tell you, it's not easy for me either. You know, I mean, I've got quite a lot of spiritual expertise under my belt. But I still have a hard time going through this. You know, and it still kind of hits me, you know, when a bunch of people cancel all of a sudden. And I know it has nothing to do with me because I know what the energy is. And people are just so baffled when this happens. So just understand, you know, this is part of the energy that we're going through. And we're just going to have to deal with it. So then the question becomes, what are you going to do to get out of it? Now, there's a lot of meditations that I've given you guys through the last couple of years. The Blue Spark meditation is easy, and it will help you get to the point of peace where you can handle this kind of stuff. It will help you to be able to integrate the energies that are coming through. The other thing is, if you don't pull away from the people that are being negative and pull away from the TV shows and such that are all violent, if you don't start pulling away from that stuff, it's going to be almost impossible for you to deal with it. You know, unless you're at a certain point. There's certain points where, you know, none of this stuff really bothers you. But not too many people can reach that point. So my suggestion is that you find a way to create peace in your life. There's a lot of ways to do it. Find what's going to work for you. This is vitally important for your spiritual evolution. And when you can, catch us when we come around with the quantum vortex experience. I can tell you that the people that have done it this year have been pretty happy about it. And, oh, Dale Ray says the ring of fireworks wonders. Yeah, thank you, Dale Ray, for that reminder. The one I told you guys about, the ring of fire from Dr. Frank Strangis, that's an amazing thing, too, because we have so many negative things being thrown at us. And it's our responsibility as light workers, as spiritual warriors, to take care of ourselves. Now, there's a certain amount of trust. You know, we're out here on the road in complete and utter trust. It's been really interesting. You know, I've been in that before, but I've been alone, you know, and it's pretty easy taking care of myself that way. You know, when there's a couple of you, it gets a little bit dicey, but it can be done. And I've done it before with a group of people. We traveled all the way down to Belize and, you know, all the way through Mexico and all the way back. We drove and spent almost 3 months doing that. And, you know, the good part of it was all three of us could be in total trust, and so everything worked. And we made it all the way back without any problems, and we had a great time in the meantime. So now here we are out on the road, thrown out here in total trust, and just watching how things change, just watching how everything develops, watching how people are being. And I got to tell you, I've seen confusion from one end of the coast to the other. I've seen so many people who are just hurting inside because they don't understand what's happened. So take the blame away from yourselves and start to look at what's going on around and go, oh, yeah, okay, well, that would make me feel that way. You know, start becoming the observer and get out of this wishy-washy stuff. You know, when you're wishy-washy, you're being thrown to and fro by the winds of change. And so what has to happen is you have to make a stand and go for it and keep going for it. And there's times when you can say, look, I've had enough. You know, just turn off the phone. Don't talk to people for a couple days. Just let yourself have some rest. And I had to laugh. I was talking with a friend in Sedona the other day, and she said, you know, I got your call. She said, I'm sorry, I just couldn't call you back. She said, I just had enough. And she said, I couldn't deal with anybody for a couple of days. And she said, I've just gotten so tired. And she said, I'm tired of people bitching and moaning about everything. And she said, I didn't want to talk to anybody. And she says, nothing against you. She said, I just didn't want to talk to anybody. I said, I understand totally. You know, I go through those periods too where I just, you know, I've had enough. And people start to talk to me, and I go, shut up. You know, I've had enough. Don't talk to me. And, you know, I try to go take myself away somewhere. We all reach those points. And if you don't go take yourself away somewhere, then you could actually have problems with your relationships because people will start to really bug you, you know. And then you might have a few more problems than you had to contend with to begin with. So find some way to help yourself. Find some way to let down. Find something that's going to bring you peace. Even if it's just going someplace and looking at some beautiful art, don't tell anybody where you're going. You know, just take off. You know, go to a gallery. Go to a store. You know, whatever. Go someplace where you can just enjoy yourself for a while, just by yourself. And if you say you've got a couple little kids and they need you and you can't go, go get a babysitter for a few hours and just take some time off. We used to call that in home health. Well, we still do. We call it respite care. You've got to have a little time off from the stress or it'll get you. Now, one of the reasons why I'm mentioning this is because cancers start from this kind of stuff. Cancer is a resentment disease. And when you resent something for long enough, you start chewing on yourself and things go chaotic inside of you. And that's how this kind of stuff starts. So it's kind of important to keep yourself away from those kinds of behaviors. So find the peace. Make a stand. Quit being wishy-washy. And, you know, commit to something that's going to actually help you. And, you know, I had to laugh, you know, because here we are at the quantum vortex experience, which has turned out to be quite the manifestation tool for a lot of people. Not everybody, but, I mean, you always get success with manifestation, but, of course, a lot of people want to do, you know, money. And a lot of people are quite successful with that once they've been in the vortex. And, you know, it all depends on all the other extenuating circumstances and what they're ready to work through. But it's been kind of interesting because people go, oh, gosh, you know, I don't think I can come. I'm really watching my money. And we go, gee, what part of donation for a manifestation experience are they not getting? I have to laugh. I think, well, you know, these people that are in that state of mind, that's why they're not going to get anywhere. Because you have to go out and you have to do things. You can't sit on your butt and worry about things. You know, if I was that kind of a person, I'd still be in Sedona. I wouldn't be out here on the road doing this stuff. So, you know, you kind of have to look at things a little bit more logically. Now, we have a couple of people that have really stepped up to the plate and have really helped us, and we appreciate them greatly. And we just did a gathering with Whitney down in the Hamptons, and it was quite a good gathering. We had some people that had no idea what was going to happen, but they came anyway and had some pretty funny experiences. One guy had his head whipping around in a circle, and things were coming out, and he was shocked. And, you know, a couple other people just were so incredibly relaxed. They said, oh my God, I have no energy. It drained out of me. I said, no, you're just absolutely relaxed, you know, and you'll be fine once we ground. But it was just really kind of funny, you know, to see these kinds of things. And I have to congratulate Whitney. Thank you very much, Whitney, for everything that you did for us. It was a great time. And it was really fun talking with these people. And now we're in Lee, Massachusetts, I have to thank Adrian and everybody at the shop there, and you know, it's just been a wonderful experience with all these new people that we're connecting with, the people who were brave enough to stick their noses outside of their doors and to actually come out and commit and do these kinds of things. And, you know, it's not a commitment for us. It's a commitment for them. It's not about me. It's not about some process I'm doing. It's about each individual person and their connection with Divine Source and how fast they want to go through things. So I congratulate everybody that comes out and does this because I see the changes in their lives. And I see them really going to it, you know, getting into the nitty-gritty and really working through things, which maybe they weren't doing so quickly before. And some of them are not fun things to work through. You know, like I try to warn people at each gathering, if you're going to get rid of toxic people and situations in your life, then it will happen. But during that time, when the actual goodbye stuff is going on, or the build-up to that is happening, it's going to really suck. And you're going to hate your life until you get through with it. You know, and then once you're done, and it usually only takes a space of, you know, a week to 2 weeks, as soon as that's done and that toxic person and the situation is out of your life, you can breathe, you know, and you feel free. And if it's something that you would have sat in for the rest of your life or for the next couple of months or years or whatever, you know, now you've just freed up that space to go about doing what you're really supposed to do. But, like I said, you know, for a little while, it can be really bad. And, you know, that was one of the things that I found when we did the study. And I had two people out of 12 who said that when they went through that getting rid of the toxic people, it was horrible. And they just were mad at the world for a week or two. But then after that, as soon as that was done, they were able to breathe. And they both said, oh, I just feel so much better. That's over. It's done with. And they will not be bothering me anymore. So that's something that's pretty good in the long run, you know. But you might have to go through a little unpleasantness. It's like anything else, you know. If you are going to change what you're doing in life in order to get something better, in order to be a better person, you may go through some rough spots. And whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, it doesn't matter. It's still going to hurt. It's still going to be rough. And you may think it's worse than if you had just left it alone, but it's not worse. You know, it's always good to get rid of the stuff that no longer works and to move into something that is good, that is enlightening. And so always look for the things that are life-affirming and enlightening and inspiring. If you keep yourself headed in that direction, then you'll be fine. And the other thing is, look within. You know, everybody's running around looking without. They want everybody to give them the answer. And really, the best answers are going to come from inside of you once you get clear. But you got to get clear. I mean, you can go ask somebody how to get clear. I have people ask me that all the time. And there are certain things that you can do for clarity. There's meditations that you can do. There's places you can take yourself to get clarity. You know, we've had a lot of people that come to the groups and they say, well, I don't know what I want. And I say, gotcha. Ask for clarity. Seems simple, I know. I love those little simple answers. But that really is what happens then. They get very clear on what it is that they really want out of life. And I'll tell you, the easiest way to tell is to ask your heart. You know, your heart, and of course a yes or no answer is what you ask your heart. But your heart will never lead you wrong. If you have a little flip of joy when you think about something, or you get the warm fuzzies, then you know that's good. If it feels kind of like, oh boy, I don't know, and you know, you feel the dread, then that's not so good. So those feelings, if you can feel your heart, are a really good barometer. And I remember back, oh gosh, this was in the late 80s, early 90s, there was a saying, follow your bliss. And there was the other one, I think it was called Joy is My Compass by Alan Cohen. And I can tell you, I read that stuff over and over again. Not that I remember the titles, mind you. But I read this stuff over and over again because it made a huge difference in my life. I learned to ask my heart. So no matter how crazy it seems when I do some things, I always ask my heart because it's always right. And I stay completely on track with what my heart says, not my head. It's got to be the heart. And when the heart says it's okay, it's okay. When the head says it's okay, it might be or it might not be. But when you combine the heart and the head together, when you've got logic, intellect, and love, then you've got the perfect combination. And at that point, you can really work with discernment. You can see what's going on behind the scenes for yourself and for others. And you can obtain that peace a lot easier, because you'll be able to step back as the observer and to see what's going on, see what people feel, you know, understand them, and thereby have compassion for them. Doesn't mean you have to let them walk all over you, but you can have compassion. You can see what's going on. That helps to bring you peace. So there's all these little things, you know, and that can really help your life. And you know how I am. Every once in a while I get this bug up my you-know-what, and and I have to start talking to you about some of these things. And usually the bug is spirit. You know, spirit has a way of showing me things and telling me what's important to pay attention to. And Madeline, too, you know, she was talking with me at dinner tonight, and we're talking about, oh, what should I talk about on the radio show tonight? It's got to be you know, something that's really vitally important. And she said, well, what about all this non-committal that we've been facing? And everybody's confused. I said, yeah, that's a great idea, because we've been facing it all the way across the U.S. So here we are in the East Coast going, oh, boy, how do we get back? It's been really interesting. And you know, we go through the same things everybody else goes through. It's like, what did I do wrong? You know, how come this isn't working? And, you know, I have told you guys so many times that what's happening is that we are moving to the new, and it doesn't work yet, and the old doesn't work either. And so we've got a foot in both worlds. We're straddling the chasm and going, oh, crap, now what do I do? And that's just the way it's going to be for a while, you know, and you just kind of have to laugh. So that's what we do. You know, we think about these things, we notice what's going on around us and go, hey, we're not alone. You know, nobody's ever alone, really. We're all connected. And, you know, we've always been that way. We'll always be that way. We just have to be more conscious of it. And that's the main thing that the quantum vortex experience does. It's the connection. And when you have that really true conscious connection in the memory, then every time you think about that, you're going to increase the bits of memory that you have about your true self or the true essence. So that's what keeps us going. That's what sustains us through all these little problems that we have, and we understand, you know, we see what's going on around us, and it's just a sign of the times, and we're all hoping that it changes very quickly, and it will. You know, we will always be together, and we will always help each other. And so these are the things that are important. You know, our connection, our truth, our love, that's what's important. So please remember that, you guys. And I got to tell you, I love meeting all you people as we go across. And we are going to be in Chicago. So we're looking to put a group together there, and we're going to be staying with Carla. So thank you so much, Carla, for that. We're going to be in Madison, Wisconsin. And Dale Ray, you had talked to me before about doing a group up in your area, so now's the time to schedule that. So give me a call, and you know, we'll see what we can do there. And this year, guys, it's donation. So just remember that donation is what gets us from place to place. Yeah. So it's been interesting, but we are connecting people. And you know, this vortex thing is getting stronger and stronger. Each group that we do, the connections are growing so incredibly. I mean, I've been amazed. I didn't know that was going to happen. Now, I don't know why I didn't know that was going to happen. I guess I hadn't really been paying attention to it. But it's just been blowing me away, because I feel the difference with each group. And I'm feeling that the light workers are getting stronger, and I'm starting to get really excited about this. Because for years I've been going, where the heck are the other light workers? You know, why am I feeling like things are not getting done? Why am I feeling like there's no point? And I know a lot of us felt that way. Well, now we've been starting to find each other over the last 5 years or so. A lot of us. And now that this connection is going stronger, I'm noticing it just like gangbusters. It is amazing. And I'm seeing that every time we add more people to this conscious connection, it's strengthening everybody along the grid. And that is exciting. Oh my gosh, that's exciting. And you can watch how the lights, or the people, are dim. And the minute we start connecting up and we start sending love down that grid, they brighten right up. So I'm really doing the best I can to make sure we get that critical mass of light workers awakened and connected. And, you know, hopefully that'll be enough. So all I can say is come and connect with us, guys, and do everything that you can to keep yourselves going. Stay in peace, stay in love and truth, and take care of yourselves, you know. And if you get to that point where, You know, you're just chewing on yourself because you're getting really irate with everybody. Just go away for a few days. You know, or don't answer your phone or whatever. You know, take some time off. We used to call that mental health days when I was in nursing. You know, you just get to the point where you're like, that's it. I've had enough. Take me off the schedule. And I used to say that when I was a home health nurse. I'd come in and I'd be like, you know? I'd be hyperventilating, you know, because I was just so irritated. And I'd come in and I'd talk to the scheduler and I'd say, take me off for a week. And they'd say, why? And I'd say, because everybody's grouchy, including the nurse. You know, it's time to leave. Time for me to go camping. And I would just throw all my stuff in the back of the truck and head off for parts unknown by myself, no weapons, go out into the middle of the desert and find the most least likely place for other people to want to camp. And, I mean, I drove over lava beds. I drove around mountains. I drove all over the place. And when I couldn't drive any farther with my four-wheel drive, then I would get out and hike for anywhere from a quarter of a mile to a mile, carrying all my stuff, like in a big Santa sack of a blue tarp on my back. And then I'd go pitch my tent and just stay out in the wilderness totally by myself for at least 2 or 3 days, and preferably a week. When I did that, I was able to let down, to let out all the anxiety and the irritation and, you know, be happy again. So that's kind of what it takes to do sometimes. And Dale Ray's asking, when am I going to be in Madison, Wisconsin? That would be in July, late July, probably, I'm thinking like around the 26th, might be earlier. And let's see, here's another question. You're asking a why question. I've learned to ask a what or a how question. Yes, absolutely. You're right, Carla. We ask how. How is the best one? How do I do this? And if you listen, you'll get like the next step. So when you are asking how to fix something or how to change something or how to get to the next step, then you get a little bit better response from Spirit. Now, they won't give you the whole answer. What they will give you is a hint, and then you are supposed to figure it out. So most of the time when I think about stuff, I'll sit and I'll just think and think and think and think. And people think nothing's going on, but the wheels are turning. You know, sometimes you can actually see the smoke coming out of my ears. But basically what I do is I think about all this stuff, think about the information that I have in front of me, and then I go from there. And then I think about what possible answers are, and then I ask for guidance. And then usually I'll be given a hint here or there, and I can see my guide smiling when I finally get it. And it's kind of like, you know, one of the things I figured out about the projector system is that it's a two-way radio to other dimensions and other galaxies and universes. And I did that by thinking about this for about a year. And I sat there and I was looking at them one day, and I had six of them lined up right in front of me. I hadn't put them up on the walls yet. And I sat there and I looked at them, and I looked at them, and I looked at them. And finally, I leaned forward, and I said right at these things, how do you work? And then I got this instant flash of a two-way radio. And I said, oh, this is a two-way radio system. And as soon as I said that, I was rewarded with a vision of about 8 very large beings, very tall, on the other end of one of these things, all clustered around it like a two-way radio. And they were all laughing. And they said, finally, she gets it. And I said, well, gee, it only took me a couple of years. I don't think that's too bad, considering I was trying to run a business on top of it. So how questions are excellent. So you're right, Carla. Thanks for the reminder of that. So ask those questions. Ask those questions of your guidance. Ask those questions of yourself. Find out what's important to you. You know, you may not have all the answers as to what your mission is yet. I mean, luckily I have mine, so that's good. But But I ask those how questions and the when questions and the what questions and all that kind of stuff for a long time. And I kept myself open to watch, to see which way to go. That's the other thing. You can't get distracted. You have to keep focused on your real purpose in life. And, you know, that's really to find your true essence, to become your true essence, or to find God, you know, same thing, basically. But you're looking for your true essence. So when you do that, then all this other stuff kind of becomes extraneous. Yeah, we still have to work. Yeah, we still have to, you know, feed ourselves and clothe ourselves and not appear crazy to the rest of the world. And that all has to be done, for sure. But you have to take that time for yourself. Because if you don't do it, who's going to do it? Nobody's going to bonk you over the head with the magic wand and give you the answers. And if they could, they'd be charging you a hell of a lot of money for it. Oh, now wait a minute. That's a good idea. Maybe I should figure out how to do that. No, wait, that won't work. We're in a recession. So, you know, in all seriousness, really, you have all the answers. We all do. It's all within us. And that's as far as you really need to reach. And there's a lot of things out there to help you. I mean, that's why we're out here. You know, we're doing the best we can to help. And there's a lot of people around like that. But you got to ask yourself some questions, too. Once you start doing that, that'll change. And then ask your heart. Like I said, ask your heart yes or no. You know, put that question in front of the heart and see which way you go. So that's my best advice to you. And get out of that wishy-washy stuff. That's the energy right now. Don't fall into it, please. It's too many people have done that. What they've done is they've put their evolution on hold by doing that. You know, they've taken a couple steps back. And I understand why they're doing it. I understand that totally. And I've seen plenty of it. But I also understand what happens when you allow that to happen to yourself. And, you know, it's kind of like if you're on guard duty, and it's the middle of the night, and everybody that's asleep is depending on you to notice if anything happens that shouldn't happen, and you decide, well, I'm just going to go to sleep right now because I'm tired. So, you know, that's the time when people attack. That's the time when the darkness attacks, folks. Don't get complacent. Don't get sleepy. You know, keep yourselves aware. So that's one of the things that that might help. Well, there's a few things there that might help you. And let's see, now let's get on to the business again. Okay, so Madison, we will be there for more than 1 or 2 days. We're not sure exactly how long yet. We have someone there who's putting together a gathering. I'm not sure, probably less than a week, but, you know, who knows? I guess it depends. But, you know, we're happy to hop, skip, and jump around, and as long as it's all in the path of the way we're going, that would be great. We would like to be doing at least 2 of these gatherings a week. That gives us time to rest in between and all that stuff. And oh, I almost forgot to mention, we were over at Mike and Jen's house in the Philadelphia area and had a great time. Thanks, Mike and Jen. And Mike has some other equipment that we got to play with. Oh, man, that was fun. And we got a picture of a being. And we specifically asked to have a picture of a being. Now, we didn't get a full, you know, full body. We got, like, viewed through a slit in a doorway or something. But it's quite interesting. Had a really good gathering there. Had a really good gathering at Dr. Rusty's in the Philadelphia area also. And I think I talked about that last week, where somebody actually had an Andromedan contact. Sounds like an Andromedan contact anyway. It's one of those mysteriously appeared, mysteriously disappeared things, you know. So there's all kinds of things that are really starting to happen with this. And we are on the road until the first week of September. Right now we're in the east. We're going to start heading west. Tomorrow we will be heading maybe to New York, upstate New York, possibly Toronto, or back to the Philly area. We're not sure yet, but we'll see. You know, we'll see tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to do. Yeah, we're just in trust. That's all I can say. So we'll see what shakes out tomorrow, and then from there we'll be going to Chicago, and then to Madison, Wisconsin, and then further west we will be in Washington State. The 19th of August, and then we'll be heading down from Washington, spending at least a couple days in Grants Pass, Oregon. What else? Possibly San Francisco, L.A., and San Diego, and then back home. Now, we don't know if we're coming across the U.S. again. If the recession continues, if gas continues to go up, if people buy into the fear more, then we probably won't be coming across the U.S. again. So this may be your last chance to partake of this particular adventure. And so if you can, you know, get a group together. It's your best chance. And, you know, give us a call. We'll be happy to talk with you about that, see what we can do, and hook everybody up. And I think that about covers it. If not, I'll continue next week. Oh, and I will be doing another meditation with the 10 Million Clicks for Peace. So that is going to be on the 22nd. I'm going to do a partial Golden Grid meditation. I won't be doing the whole connection, but it'll be, you know, something to help people realize that it has to be kind of toned down for that particular website, because that has a lot of people who have never meditated before. And so that'll be a little bit more gentle, plus it's a 10-minute meditation. But we will be producing the CDs and DVDs of some of these things that we're doing as soon as we get a chance, so that we can connect up more people. Also, we have pictures, various pictures of the energies and the vortexes for sale, and they go anywhere from $5 on up, depending on the size that you want. When you meditate with these pictures, you will get the energy of the vortex at that time. And so we have one that completely opens heart chakras. We've got abundant prosperity, which is really beautiful. You know, it's reds and golds and, you know, lights firing out all over the place, and it's quite interesting. Oh, that reminds me. I have found that when gold light fires out, you know, when the ruby red ray turns into gold and then it looks green on the camera, the gold and the green look like something out of the Matrix. They're not ones and zeros, but they're rather, they're kind of like lines and dots types of things, even though they're not ones and zeros. They're, looks kind of like a computer circuit or something. It's quite interesting. And it only happens with the gold. It doesn't happen with any other color. So, you know, I'm thinking that we're getting a download, and we had quite a lot of download that was happening today at the gathering. And we haven't put those pictures in yet, so I don't know what we found, but I'll find out. So that's about all the news, I think. Okay, so until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night. Do 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 do
sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. And awaken, awaken, awaken the dream. Awaken, awaken, awaken the dream. Awaken, awaken, awaken the dream. Awaken, awaken, awaken the dream.
$5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.
Music.